With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Arkady Rinko is back. Rinko is the Soviet police inspector who starred in Martin Cruz Smith's bestseller, Gorky Park. Smith says he had no idea Rinko would appear in a sequel.
It ended so perfectly for me that you didn't know what was going to become of Arkady Rinko at that point as he stands in the snow in Staten Island.
In the new book, Polar Star, Rinko has fallen onto hard times. Relieved of his job by his Soviet superiors for being politically unreliable, he is now laboring aboard a Soviet factory ship which processes raw fish.
What you've got a lot of the time is bottom fish, much of which has exploded on the way up to the top, up to the surface. So you have fish slime everywhere. The last place any fisherman wants to work is the slime line.
The body of a young woman worker is hauled from the sea, and the ship's captain tells Arkady Rinko to investigate her death, since he was once a homicide inspector. The ship's doctor conducts a bizarre autopsy on the body, and the reader will find himself jolted by a scene almost out of the movie Alien.
I do like to have fun. There should be some points where the reader suddenly sits up and stares at the book in some degree of disbelief or surprise.
Over the objections of the ship's political officer, Rinko rules the case a homicide and finds himself in one lethal predicament after another as both the crew and his superiors turn on him. There are 350 crew members aboard the huge ship.
The ship, the physical description is a very, I think, accurate description of a factory ship in the Bering Sea.
Polar Star is a terrific thriller by Martin Cruz Smith, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After the publication of his novel about a Soviet police inspector, Gorky Park, Martin Cruz Smith found himself persona non grata in the USSR because of Soviet antagonism.
The denunciations in the press calling me an anti-Soviet scum. That's an indication. That's what we call a weather vane.
Smith says copies of Gorky Park were confiscated when they were brought into the USSR and the owners arrested. But now everything is sweetness and light as far as Gorky Park is concerned.
In the last 2 years, glasnost and perestroika has accelerated to the point at which this year Gorky Park is being published in the Soviet Union.
As an abridgment in a Soviet magazine whose publisher invited Martin Cruz Smith to Moscow earlier in the year. When he visited the USSR for the first time in the 1970s, Smith stood outside of militia headquarters mentally taking notes.
This time I was led through the gate and given a grand tour of the establishment, met the head of militia, went to the Ministry of the Interior.
He was even given a police tour of Moscow by a Soviet detective who often had to use the subway to get to an investigation because there are so few police cars. Smith says it's clear that Moscow has changed.
People are talking. You can't get them to shut up anymore.
The police inspector who appeared in Gorky Park is back in a sequel, Polar Star. In this finely crafted thriller, Arkady Rinko investigates murder on board a Soviet factory ship in the Bering Sea. Polar Star by Martin Cruz Smith was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
It seems to take forever to write a book. I seem to be writing more slowly all the time.
That's Martin Cruz Smith, whose most recent novel is Polar Star, which features the return of Arkady Rinko, a Soviet police inspector who starred in Gorky Park. Smith says he worked on Polar Star until the publisher practically pulled it from his hands.
I was rewriting the reader's copy of this thing because I just hate to let go. Because I rewrite so much. The first page was written 10 to 20 times.
Smith says he's not comfortable with his manuscript until he feels that his words are absolutely smooth.
As soon as the reader feels that this doesn't sound quite right, this sounds rough, this jars, you're pulling him out of the story and you're starting to lose him and you've got to get him back in. The whole thing really should read as a dream.
Polar Star does read like a dream despite its violence and keen description of life on board a huge Soviet factory ship in the Bering Sea. Former Inspector Rinko, reduced to processing raw fish below deck, is given a new lease on life as the captain orders him to investigate a murder. A Soviet magazine recently decided to publish an abridgment of Gorky Park, and as a result, Martin Cruz Smith has a Soviet savings account which pays him 3% interest. Unfortunately, he can't take the money out of the country.
I was very pleased to be paid by the Soviets. They paid me well, but they paid me in rubles. I am lucky enough to be able to go visit the rubles, but we have to demand that American writers be able to be paid in hard currency.
Polar Star by Martin Cruz Smith was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.